William, I have a question.
Yes, of course, my dear.
Mitch, myself and Chris have been reading excerpts from Silver Birch's readings, Questions and Answer. I don't know if you're familiar with the book.
You mean it could have had for the time being.
And one of the responses to the questions around, you know, do we as humankind have the ability to destroy the earth, so to speak? And the response was that, you know, regardless of, this is my interpretation, just reading it, regardless of the action that we have here on earth, that we actually don't have the have it in us to fully destroy this planet. Now, given the messages that you've given around the environment recently, what's your response to that in that respect?
Of course. Let me tell you this, my dear. Imagine a mountain covered in snow, and an avalanche occurring upon the mountain. It starts off as merely one snowflake moving upon the unsettled snow. And of course, it creates a downfall of snow. This can be due to the change in the atmosphere, such as this. For one small amount of snow creates ginormous avalanche. But of course, the more the humankind damage the ecosystem within the world, the animal kingdom such as this, it creates a tremendous element of fragility upon the earth environment. But of course, so we may have the core that remains, but to subsist you need the environment, need the ecosystems, need plants to create carbon dioxide, oxygen such as this. So my friend, the more that you damage the ecosystem, the more it breaks down human life, the more it breaks down the atmosphere. Of course, the nucleus of the earth would not deteriorate. It would just be a place of desolation that was uninhabitable by mankind or humankind, the animal kingdom and any other such ecosystem, very much like Mars is uninhabitable, as you well know.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I can foresee that potential given the current status quo, and if we continue on the same path. It's just that reading from Silverbird, sort of, when it was my interpretation, it was more indicating that we almost didn't have it in us to let it happen, or let something catastrophic as such happen.
My dear, that is the case.
Did it say no one person? Or?
I can't recall that the full quote.
Let me tell you this, that there has been talk in the past of living organisms upon Mars, is there not?
That's right, yeah.
Well, my dear, let that serve as a warning to the Earth environment that at one time Mars itself, so I understand, was very much an ecosystem, had an ecosystem within it, and life forms. And due to the deterioration of the organisms upon that planet, of course, it ceased to be a living, inhabitable planet.